Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your cheerful couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is December 19th, 2016.
And this is episode 210. 2-1.
I got a little mixed
zero.
Up. I was trying to say it was Monday, but then I said the date first, and then it just wouldn't sound right.
You said today is December 19th, 2006.
16. But I meant to say it's Monday, December 19th.
All right. Well, that's cool. But you know, that's okay, babe. I mean,
is it really though?
Really, it is. Okay. It is really okay. And I just want to say what's up to everyone. I did something really fun before the show.
What'd you do?
I went live on Facebook before
Yawn.
The show.
Old news.
Hey. It was good.
Oh, you didn't have it for the longest. I don't know why you didn't have it for the longest.
I know.
Maybe Facebook didn't deem you worthy?
I don't know. Maybe they just rolled it out to everybody and they finally said, hey, you know, that Jay guy, he's been like using his, you know, his wife's account and all this other account. And you know, it's cool. It's cool. People got to see a little bit of the behind the scene. I was getting ready for the show. What I mean by like getting ready today, if you saw the tweet, that I am drinking a single barrel Russell Reserve store pick.
That's his getting ready.
And some people, they got to see kind of what Nikki and Clark got to see and everything else.
And they got to see what I do before the show.
And I know, before the show, for real. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I didn't appreciate you shooting my aunt the finger, though.
I didn't shoot you on the finger. I shot
me the finger.
The finger.
If that's what you need to tell yourself. Nah, she did. So it was good seeing.
Dare you, sir.
See, we got to see JK's dad. He came on the live feed, and then we had my Aunt Karen, and we had our friend Kat. And Kim, we love you, girl. And I mean, it was good. And Mr. Fox showed up, so it was.
Maybe we can do live more often.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So it was really good. Like I said, I am going to say what's up to everyone in the Valentavern. Who do we have with us today in the Valentavern, babe?
Valentavern, we have Zabi and Muhogan.
Hey,
and we also have Dulcador.
What is going on? She was asking for some non-fictional books. On her Facebook feed.
Oh,
what?
I don't think I have any non-fictional books.
I'm reading I'll tell you what I'm reading, but what I've been reading. But anyway, go ahead. Who else do we have? Oh, we have Valentine 67245. So. So welcome to the show. We had a couple people drop in and out. So hopefully you're still here with us today and everything else. So we're going to try something. I think so. Renee and I have been talking and everything. And before I get started. So like I said, it's a single barrel Russell Reserve and it's amazing. And you're kind of like, I know from the last show, I don't even know if I was talking about bourbon then. Was I talking about bourbon then? On the last show? I don't even know.
I don't know. No. No.
No, I didn't. So it's probably like...
So let's... All right. So start at the beginning.
Quite start at the... I was asked to do something for someone. And it shall be revealed, you know, in the next 2 weeks. And so I took upon myself to help this young, beautiful person. And it involved me doing some research. And some of that research had to do with things of Kentucky, you know, just some Secret Santa stuff and everything else. So one of the things I got to do was I actually got to know our Kentucky bourbon just a little bit better. You know, for me, for an implant, I guess I'm an implant, right?
Yeah. I think you're called something else, but sure. Let's call you an implant.
I'm new to, you know, I've been here since 2008. So I've been here a little bit over 8 years. And my only exposure to Kentucky bourbon was Maker's Mark and Woodford Reserve. That's it. And Maker's Mark did not do well with me. It wasn't too strong.
It just didn't do well.
It just made my throat close up, and it was really weird. So the first thing that happened was Renee made bourbon chicken, which we talked about, and it was the boozy chicken that we had.
It was boozy.
And I got Old Forester, right? Mm-hmm. And my boss, Steve, laughed at me because I told him, I said, Renee made bourbon chicken with Old Forest. And he laughed. He was like, you don't drink bourbon, do you? I was like, no. He's like, yeah, because I can tell you called it Old Forest. I was like, no, I called it Old Foster. That's what I called
it. Old Foster?
Old Foster.
What is it supposed to be? Old Forester?
It's Forester.
Oh, you're so funny.
And he was like, I know you haven't drunk, you're not a bourbon person because you called it Old Foster.
That's
I was
funny.
Like, well, hey, I don't know, you know, And so from that, you know, I did have some of the Old Forester because I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a try. And I actually liked it, you know. And then, hey, you know who that is?
J.K. Grammer.
No, that's J.K. Grammer. And I'm going to say, what is up, Mr. J. Martin? That's my bud, J. Martin.
Oh!
He's, yeah, 67245.
Okay,
what
cool.
is going on? And yeah, so he picked up a Secret Santa gift of the bullet, the barrel strength bullet that we suggested, and he absolutely loved it. So the bourbon. So I picked up some a lot of different bourbons. I'm in a group that's here in Louisville that kind of help each other out, find deals, find those unique bourbons, and it's really good. And like I said, I'm drinking the Russell Reserve here, and I've kind of taken to it. It's kind of odd, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, especially when we talk about when the Moores came up to visit us, which was amazing.
Yeah, I love that they're so close.
Yeah. So
love it.
So one of the things that we're changing with the show is we were talking, and we actually at one point we were like, are we tired of doing the show?
Yeah, we were actually contemplating
just stop doing the show. Yeah.
I was like, dude, does anybody really care? I mean, and yada yada yada. I was just like, dude.
And it was, I don't know why. It's not like we're not bored of doing the show. It was just one of those things where it was kind of, maybe it's like an end of year reflection.
Like, huh, is it time kind of thing?
Reflection kind of thing. It was like, is it time? Is it chill? Is it time just to, you know, chill out, stop, you know? And, you know, we kind of go through our segments and stuff like that. And so Renee was like, well, I really love talking to you. And I love talking to Renee.
I did.
And it's like, we talk throughout the week. So I don't think this is the only time we talk. But this is like the one time where we kind of talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk with ourselves.
And I discover things about him that I don't normally know.
Yeah.
So like, huh, I never knew that about him. I get to say stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just fun to kind of do this and be able to go back and look on stuff.
Yeah.
So what we're changing up is we're going to drop the segments, we think. We're going to try it this episode. We're not going to have, like, hardcore segments, but we're going to have segments. It's not going to be like, all right, we're leading into the weekend wrap-up.
It'll just be...
We're just going to be conversing and everything.
Conversing.
We're going to have a conversation. So you can talk a little bit because this bourbon smells good.
Okay, you can go on and do your bourbon thing. Bourbon is gross. I tried every single bourbon that Jay's put in front of me.
Yes. That I've said, babe, try this.
And it's all gross.
But, Renee.
Okay. Yes.
So, one of the things we did this, this past, since we last been on the show, we had my work party. So this is at my, at Steve's house and everything else. It's an annual thing we do. And we have like a, well, Secret Santa? What's it called?
White elephant.
Which white elephant means it's like a gag gift, right?
No, it's just the type of style that it is.
Okay, so it's a white elephant giveaway.
I think a lot of white elephant gifts are.
So for that, I took some Old Granddad, as well as Heaven Hill.
Old Granddad. It makes me think of my dad and how the twins say Granddad.
Yeah, so Old Granddad.
Old Granddad.
114. So we took some of that and we went to Steve's party. But while you were there, Renee, everyone that knows Renee, her drink is margaritas.
And
Midori sours. And you'll do an amaretto sour if
amaretto
you have
sour.
To.
Yeah.
You're like,
if they don't have Midori and I'm not feeling a margarita.
Yeah. You'll have an amaretto sour. Yeah. But you like, you're drinking it. You like, they should have Midori back there. What kind of
yeah,
bar?
Like,
what kind of bar is this?
Seriously.
That doesn't have Midori, you know? So, you actually tried a wine that you felt that you could bear, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's my thing. So why
that I can bear. It makes it sound like I'm torturing myself.
No, so were you rolling your eyes at the fact that I said you could bear or the fact that you there was a wine that you actually liked?
Did I roll my eyes?
Referee, can we roll back the tape? Did Renee roll her eyes? Yes, Renee rolled her eyes.
I don't think you...
Okay, JK...
I don't think you consider rolling my eyes.
JK is the referee.
The rest of the world.
JK, was that a roll? I'm just going to say.
He probably wouldn't even look it.
Well, we're going to go back and watch it. So okay. at the 2-minute mark.
There was no eye roll. So
at the 12-minute mark after the show
question,
started.
Neither.
Okay, neither. All right, whatever. Okay, so did you find a wine that you kind of like?
Yes. Barefoot Moscato. That's what I had, but apparently Moscato, I would like other Moscatos too or something like that. I haven't
right.
tried others.
And not a pink Moscato. You like just
yeah,
a regular
just
white.
Regular one. The pink one is more dry.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, so did it make your tongue kind of go dry?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It is. Look at you.
I have done wine tastings before. I did work in a restaurant where I had to learn about wine.
Okay.
Even if I hate it.
Oh, that is true. You did. But yeah, so that was fun at Steve's party. I drank a lot. Well, I didn't drink a lot. I only had like 2 things of bourbon. Right?
Yeah.
But Renee said that I poured kind of heavy. So.
You pour like 4 ounces.
But it was good. 4 ounces is a pour. Is what you, how much you're supposed to have?
No, is it?
Yeah, 4 ounces.
Yeah, so that's 2 drinks.
I pour about 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Each time, so I had about 3 or 4 drinks, maybe.
Yeah.
So JK's not here. His name is Paul, and this is between y'all, is what he said. So.
My name is Paul, and this is between. Please tell me you have said that.
Yes, he said
in
that.
In a real life situation. I want him to say, like, I want him to have said that.
My name is Paul, and this is between y'all. This is what I
have
hear.
You ever heard that before?
No, but I could.
I've heard, my name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Oh, yeah, my name is Bennett, and I ain't in it. I've heard that one. But yeah, so the work party was great. So you got an amazing gift from the work party.
I did.
What'd you get?
Well, I just want to say the White Elephant Exchange this year was fun. Like, last year, everybody kept the gift that they opened, and that was it. And it was over. Like, there was no stealing. It was, you know, when you don't steal in a White Elephant Exchange,
it's pretty boring.
It's pretty boring. This, there was stealing going all around, and I got to give props to Monica. Monica is the White Elephant Queen.
Man.
She is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I received a Christmas kind of onesie thingy. It's kind of like the Forever Lazy.
Right.
And so I was super excited because I got my Christmas jammies for Christmas Eve.
Ooh,
and
ooh.
I put pictures up on Facebook, and they're super comfy, and I was excited. What did you get?
I got this mug. It's a Star Wars mug, and it says the Force is with this one. And it has a stirring mechanic in the bottom of it. You press the little button.
Okay. All right. And y'all, he uses this every single morning. And, okay, he does not need a stirring mechanic in his damn coffee.
Let me tell you why. All right. So here you go. This is the moment where you're going to learn something about me. Okay?
Really? What am I going to learn about you?
This is why. Because I get to put my sugar in, right?
Right.
I get to get the creamer out.
Right.
Put it in with the spoon.
Right.
And I get to put the spoon into the container that the sugar packet remains go.
Right.
And the sugar packet things don't stick to the spoon because it's wet. I don't stick a wet spoon into the little thing. And so I just press the button and it makes me happy. Because when you pull it out, you don't have to pull off the paper off the spoon. Because
wow,
yeah. So like if you make the coffee before I do,
right.
I'm like, I gotta pull off the paper off the spoon.
It's not that much effort to do so.
Yeah, and then also as Jay said, it helps. I use Splenda, but it does help it dissolve faster, and it's so freaking cool. It makes a vortex or a tsunami or what's it called when it's a whirlpool. So it's like, yeah, and like it just watch it, and it goes from black to brown, and it's just like it's just so amazing.
So this answered my question. No, you do not need this.
No,
there's no reason for you to have this.
But I love it though. And I've used it every day. Now, tonight, the one thing that I will say is it makes it heavy at the bottom. So I keep doing this because I think there's coffee. If I had a top on, I think there's coffee still in there.
It's a very tiny cup, too.
You should be happy about that. You should be happy about
that. I should
that.
Be.
You that just, means, like, more coffee for you.
No, you just end up going and get more coffee.
I do. So that was the party. Renee had to drive home. I think that was the first time you actually had to drive home.
Yep.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, because you had been drinking. And yeah. Let me tell you, when Jay gets drunk, I'm going to tell you a little bit something about drunk Jay. When Jay gets drunk, he starts talking very inappropriately about other people's sex lives. Like, it's so crazy. Like he'll like say, yeah, y'all gone da 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 da. And I'm like, seriously? We're like, really? And
so I did tell Renee.
It's slightly embarrassing that he does this. Everybody else thinks it's hilarious.
And apparently I get loud too.
Yes, you get very loud.
Yeah.
And he tried to hide a piece of coffee cake in his boss's planner. I know. I put it out there. In his planner. Because he was carrying it, and we were going to take it home, but for some reason, he didn't want to carry it anymore.
I didn't want to get crumbs in the car.
So, he just didn't leave it in the planner.
So
and I was like,
ate,
no.
So, I ate the top of it. I was like, So, I ate the top of this coffee cake. And I had, like, this coffee cake in my hand. And Sean was like, throw it in the planner, Jerry. Throw it in the planner. And I was like, I'm going to throw it in the planner.
Why are you listening to Sean is the thing.
I don't know. It seemed like a good idea.
At the time?
It did. But, so I ended up throwing it somewhere. Where'd I put it?
I grabbed it from you and we put it in the bag.
Oh, so, but all I know, it came back the next morning and we ate it. It came back the next morning.
It didn't just come back.
It was on the table.
Your wife made sure that we had it.
Okay,
it
Renee put it,
back.
Renee kept it, and it was on the table the next morning, and me and the girls ate some of it with breakfast. And I will say, Zobby is correct. I mean, not Zavi, but Mulholland is correct that that I showed him the coffee mug and didn't say anything about it. It was just like, I let it spin, and they were like,
Oh, you just like,
I was like,
you let it speak for itself.
I did. But then they knew, they caught on to me and everything else. So I meant to ask everyone, am I the only one drinking tonight? That's, you know, am I drinking alone? You can't tell me I'm drinking alone.
Oh, and speaking of drinking, next time we do tequila shots, we're going to do like, we're going to do it the right way.
Like, what's that?
Like
lime, salt?
With the salt and the lime.
Can I take it off your neck? The salt?
Yeah. You can do that.
I can do that?
You can do that.
Oh, yeah.
We might not want to do that on the show, but you can do that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
And so that was the party. And then, I think Nikki and Clark, did they come up? They came up that the following Sunday.
Yeah,
they came up the following Sunday.
I was super excited to see them.
So Nikki and Clark came up to Morris from Nashville. I had went to got them their gang or their Christmas present that they wanted for their family, and because I get that great discount, I went down and picked it up, and they came up and got it. And what other reason to come to Louisville and to see us? I mean, I was kind of like, you know, save this much money and you get to come see us. So, so they came up and love Nikki's new car.
Nikki's new car is fancy.
It is very fancy.
It has two sunroofs, one in the front and one in the back.
Yeah. And I like, hey, Malinor. And I like how in the thing right here, it has like the glass that you can see, because the day before I almost hit a lady.
Oh my gosh, yes, that was what I was going to talk about.
I almost killed somebody.
Jay, and you know what? Killed somebody.
This happened twice.
Seriously, almost killed somebody.
You know when I picked your dad up?
Yeah.
And we went to Costco? I almost hit somebody else like that.
Dude, I mean, we were in the Walmart parking lot. Jay's a great driver. He has to tell me how to drive most of the time.
I am a great driver.
But as he rounded this corner, this woman was dead in front of the car. And I was like, babe! Like, seriously. He was pretty damn close to her.
I was.
I was like,
whoa, what happened?
I was like, dude, bring on die.
Well, she was going to die.
Well, yeah.
And I'm going to be in jail.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go to court.
That's how bad.
And they're going to be like, involuntary manslaughter and get like 6 years in jail or some shit.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
So that wasn't fun.
And so
yeah.
But I did want my window. I was like, I'm so sorry. You're like in my blind spot. So like where the window, the door, and the windshield come together, you got that bar right there. And it was like her body was like in between that bar. And I couldn't see her until I came around. And it was like, you know.
Poor thing.
I bet
she was a little scared.
Shit, I was scared.
Yep. So yeah, I am glad that Nikki's car has that. I don't even know what it's called, but I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, keep talking, because there was something you wanted to watch that I'm going to go on to TiVo right now to record.
Okay.
So you may to keep talking.
So we went to Martin's.
Yeah, we went to Martin's barbecue
place.
Yes.
And it's the kind of place where you go and you order up at the front and they call your number and they bring it out to you. And it's really good. It's reasonably priced. I had the tacos? Barbecue?
Oh, you
tacos?
Got the
brisket tacos.
Brisket tacos, yes.
Really good. And you got the pork?
I got like the whole pork plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. So, I like that we have a barbecue place out this way.
So it's really nice to have a barbecue place on this side of town. We don't have to like go all over, you know, somewhere else. It's really nice. It's really nice to be able to do that. So we went to Martin's. I got the beef stew, and Martin's is like a Nashville place. If I remember right, is that correct? That's a Nashville barbecue place. I think that's what I heard Nikki and Clark said and everything.
Yeah. So Martin's was really yummy and the girls liked it too. And we did see some movies. We Damn saw it. Jungle Book and The Martian. So we saw The Martian first. So before we get into this, let me tell you how we're going to do movies. If some of y'all old heads might recall how we used to do the movie, kind of random movie where we roll a dice and we pick that number in our Netflix queue, good or bad, right?
And there's right, some I remember
real
that.
Stinkers mixed up in there. So we stopped doing that around about when the kids were born. After that, we stopped.
Yeah.
So, but one thing I was missing, I was like, you know what, Jay? I want to do a movie night with you because, you know, I like watching movies with you. And I love.
And I started crying, you know. Guys.
No, you did not.
So I was like, shut up. Renee wants to spend time with me, y'all. Y'all don't understand how awesome she is. Like, I bring her down, like, so
anyway, much. So, since, you know, we're here Monday and Wednesdays, you know, we decided that movie night would be alternating Mondays and Wednesdays, and we're just gonna take turns picking a movie that we just want to see the most that we can think of at that moment. So, but there is a rule. The other person, and this is gonna be really lax, the other person can have veto power.
So,
like, if they, like, really hate a movie, like, if they are like, hell no, then we won't watch it.
See, even.
And then the other one can watch it on their own.
Right, so. This is what I did, right?
Oh my gosh! And his method of choosing is terrible.
So this is what I did. This is what I did because okay. Renee, at first, Renee didn't have any rules, right? So I said, I want to watch, it was a sequel of a movie that we haven't watched before, and I know we all know how Renee is. She's like a beginning to end watcher.
I am a beginning to end. Oh yeah, you know, this is the other rule.
So I was like, because she had many rules, I was like, I said, I want to watch X movie 2, and I knew Renee hadn't seen X movie 1, and Renee was like, okay.
I said.
Are you okay with that? You was like, yes, I didn't lay out any rules or anything like that. So it is okay that we watch it.
I was going to roll with it. Even though I really didn't want to.
I so did it just because I knew that's what she's going to do. And I was like, babe, you can say no. You don't have to be like, I said it, so we got to stick with it.
Yeah.
You can change the rules. And she was like, okay, we have to have watched the rule before. And then also, anyone can veto any movie that they don't want to have to watch.
But I put the veto movie thing, that's more for you. Because what? I'm almost cool with any movie. Yeah. That is more for
unless,
you than for me.
Unless it's a sequel and she hadn't seen
yeah,
the first
unless
one.
That, yeah. But so, generally, if there's a movie that I sound like, oh, no. Oh, no. And it has to be a, like, oh, never in this world type. I don't want to see the movie. Not just, and I think
I don't
want
to watch
boring.
It now, and but I'm going to watch it at a later date. Because if I catch you watch something that you don't want to watch now, I'm going to be like, look, mother, what's up with that?
Okay, that would be wrong.
That would be very wrong.
So, anyway, so we saw The Martian.
Yep.
And
favorite part of the movie?
Yes, favorite part.
Favorite part of the movie.
Is it a spoiler if we say this? Okay, I'm just going to say.
Hold on, when did The Martian come out?
It came out a while ago, but I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say explosion.
Yeah, the explosion was hilarious.
Dude, it wasn't. I don't know if it was meant to be funny the way they shot it.
Yeah, it was meant to be
but
funny.
But it was funny.
Because he was like, woo!
Yeah.
You know, it so was, that was pretty funny.
It was interesting to see, and yeah. I actually liked the movie because I love the space exploration and all that. So
what do you mean space exploration? They weren't exploring space.
I mean, just in general. It's I like the idea of us being out in space. Not us as in me and you, okay. But us as in
oh,
the
I know.
Earth.
But, yeah, know. It was pretty.
I personally wouldn't want to.
See, even Mal
space.
Knew I was balling because I messaged Mal and I was like, "Hey, man,
no, you weren't.
You never guess what Renee wants to watch a movie with me every
oh my
week.
God. You're gonna have everybody thinking that I hate you
every week. She really does hate me, everyone.
I do not hate him.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
Okay.
She hates me.
Stop. Anyway, so
help.
We like The Martian.
Help me.
Twas good.
She hates me.
I totally got off track. So then we watched The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
That was one of our family movies. We were hoping the twins might.
Yeah. So we did Big Hero 6 with the girls, and they did great. We did The Jungle Book. After the first bit of the movie, the girls were like, okay, I'm bored. Let's eat all the popcorn and be all over the place.
Yep.
And so how did you feel about Jungle Book? So
I liked the...
You did?
I think I liked the graphics more than anything. It was really well done. The story was okay. I didn't even mind the changes they made. The story was okay. It wasn't an amazing movie. I think if I had paid for it, I would have been a little disappointed.
Okay.
That way.
Okay.
But
I can get with that.
It was good to see, you know, just in general, because I love animals.
Right, right. And they did great with the animals.
And it set itself up for a sequel.
And,
of course,
Renee was really sad that, again, yet again, another movie that she has watched and only heard the voice of Idris
Elba. This was like the third or fourth one.
So there was Zootopia, there was Star Trek, and then there was
this one.
This one. So that was the third one where she did not get to see Idris's
face.
Beautiful, beautiful, handsome face.
Yeah, it kind of sucked, but it is what it is.
He was a bad guy anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then also, kind of an update on Mom.
Yes.
She is now home. A lot of people are like, what? Where? What are you talking about? She's now home.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about what happened in the first place.
Yeah,
it hadn't happened yet.
She has started the new medication for chemo. And she did about 10 to 12 days of it. And then it didn't go too well. Her body, hit the jackpot of the symptoms. She got every single symptom that they said could happen.
Yeah.
And she...
That's not the kind of jackpot you want to win.
Yeah, it's not the kind of jackpot you want to win. So she was in the hospital. She is now back home, which we're very glad about.
And I'm glad that she wasn't trying to rush things too much.
Yeah, because we wanted her to get the care that she needed. So that she would be home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Not rush trying to get home and then she's not ready, be home for a few days and then back in. So we're hoping that, you know, everything goes well and she'll be home for Christmas with us. Which is looking good. Looking real good. So
yeah, super excited.
Prayers, positive thoughts, vibes, burn a bush or something. I don't care. Whatever.
Huh. I would love to know
whatever.
If that's a thing. You know me.
Burn a bush.
Burn a
Smoke
bush.
Smoke some weed. Somebody send some medical weed. That's all I'm saying.
That'd be funny. My mom would do that, but she wouldn't. But it'd be funny.
What do you mean she wouldn't? She said that she would.
If it was legal.
Yeah. If it was legal. Yeah.
It's not legal.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Mom.
Well, everybody knows now.
Renee's mom wants to smoke weed. Hey, would you smoke it with her?
Yeah, I'd smoke it with her.
We would smoke a stash with
her. What?
We would smoke a stash with her.
Yes, I would smoke with my mother.
I would smoke with your mom, too.
But I'm not going to smoke. I would only do edibles because...
I smoke. I do it again.
Edibles.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. I can't say that. No, I would not smoke. I work for Humana. I would not do that.
If it was legal, though...
That's not my prescribed medication, so no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
no, that is not
That is not
an acceptable behavior.
I'm glad that you recognize.
Yes,
that. I'm glad
being a good example.
You are. I'm very proud of you.
So, we haven't seen Rogue One yet.
No, we have not seen Rogue One.
Let me tell you the worst thing to do. Don't go to the comic book store the weekend of a major release.
I'm kind of surprised you did, though.
Well, you know why I went? Because I wanted to go see my friend Dan the comic man, because he had been asking me to come in the store.
I know.
So I went in to buy some comics that I need to read. I got one for you.
Oh, you did?
Yes, the new X-Men, because you know that... Fox finally released, I the thing so they can do the X-Men mutant thing. So the mutants are back.
Yarr!
So, or whatever. They're back. So I bought that one. I want to read it too. And I bought the new Punisher. And I bought one more. I can't remember what it was. I don't know. It's up front. So anyway, got those. But, you know, there's a scene in the movie that is surprising and it'll make you excited when it happens because you didn't expect it to happen. So that's all I'm going to say. And I was kind of like, oh, man. Okay. Whatever.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I try to ignore it and they kept talking. I didn't say anything because, you know, I didn't want to be that guy. And then I have some friends that are like, how can there be spoilers? I mean, they blew up the Death Star. I mean, they got the plans and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of like, look, I know all that. That's general knowledge.
Those are the people being
But they're being little dish canoes is what they're being.
Yes.
Assholes. And I don't know, man. They irritate me very much. And it's kind of like, why you have to be
Yeah, and like, there's some people who don't know much about Star Wars at all, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They do not know that he is Luke's father.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to comprehend, but it's true.
Right.
So just because you think it's common knowledge does not mean it is.
Yeah, so anyway, don't go to the comic book store unless you've seen the movie a week, the weekend after. I mean, that's a lesson that I learned. Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
no spoilers in chat. No, Mulhogan, no spoilers in chat.
Did it ruin it? I don't think it did.
It would have ruined it for me.
Did it ruin my excitement? I mean, because now it's like I know it's coming, you know, so I mean, I'll be able to enjoy it, but I won't have that excitement. Because when I felt that excitement, it was kind of like I heard it and was like, oh man, that's cool. But now it's like, but I'm not seeing it. And now it's kind of like, well, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like,
all right, well, fuck. Well, damn it.
Oh. We have got our
explicit tag. Oh, wait a minute. I can say it one time.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. So
that's your one strike. Whoops, can we say it one time, like for each of us? Or is it like,
I don't know how that goes. It's hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
All right. So, as we were talking about mom being in the hospital, I had
this
to go.
This is great, y'all.
I had to go pick up some medication for mom.
Right.
And the thing was, this medication wasn't at the Kroger by my house. So I was like, you know what, I'll go ahead and go get the medication because they're at the hospital. And so I was in my Forever Lazy, my adult onesie. And I was like, Kroger has a drive-thru for their pharmacy. I'll go to the drive-thru. So I drive all the way to Kroger. It's about 25 minutes away. And I get to the Kroger. I pull up to the drive-thru. And they're like, drive-thru closed for construction.
Woo!
I was like, well, damn.
And at this point, I get a phone call.
So I called Renee and said, hey, babe, you know, the drive-thru's closed. And she's like, yeah? And I was like, well, you know what I left the house in, right? She's like, yeah, you was in your onesie and your Duke hat. Not a jacket or anything like that, you know. And I was like, so, babe, what would you do? Would you come back home, drive back 25 minutes, and then put on some clothes and go, you know, and then go back? She was like, yeah.
I would go back home.
So she was like, oh, yeah, I'll go back home.
Right, without a doubt.
And I was like,
oh, hell no.
And I was like, babe, I was like, that's like 25-minute drive. That's gas. That's money. You know, I was kind
of
comparing.
It's all those.
I was kind of comparing. If I go in here, there's a good chance I'm going to end up in the people of Kroger or people of Walmart. So I said, well, babe, I'm going in because I'm not driving back home. So I took my Duke hat off. So Malinor, no, I didn't go out in public in my Duke hat, not with my onesie on.
I like that you took your Duke hat
off. I took my Duke hat off because I was like, I don't want these Kentucky fans to be like, look at that Duke fan walking in here in a onesie.
Dude,
I
would have been scared shitless, not gonna lie.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
I grabbed
sure your anxiety was just like insane.
So I grabbed my bag. I put my bag on because I had my wallet and stuff in it. And I put it on. I took my Duke hat off and I put my hoodie on my onesie. I put it on and I was like, I'm going in. And so I'm walking in, you know, example here. So I'm walking in just like this, you know, walking fast. And I get to the counter, and luckily the pharmacy counter was right at the entrance. Unlike our pharmacy, that's like way back, you know, off to the side. Like you got to walk like 5 aisles. This is like 1 aisle, and I'm there. So I was like, I walk up to the counter. The lady comes up, and she looks at me like, "Are you in a?" She didn't say that, but you can just see her eyes saying, "You are in a onesie."
And you are a grown man.
You're a grown ass man in a onesie. And I was like, look, your drive thru is closed. I didn't know. And so, yes, I'm in here in a onesie. I'm here for a prescription for blah, blah, blah. Here's the birth date. And as I said it, the pharmacist go, oh, yeah, I was just wondering if you guys were going to make it because we're the only pharmacy in town that has it.
And you're like, stop talking.
I was like, yeah, I appreciate it. I was like, I really would appreciate if your drive through was open. Yeah, we're having construction and it's closed. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. And
he sees you in a freaking onesie.
I'm just like.
And he's like.
I was like, dude, stop.
He wants to get out of there.
Please. Just ring me up. Please. So they ring me up. I see a couple. They look at me like, what the hell?
Pretty much.
And then a bagger catches my eye. And so I like bolt out of the place. So yeah. So I went into Kroger. I said, Renee, I'm probably going to be on Facebook or on a website. But I'm sorry. I didn't come back home. So
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I guess.
There's no way. Like
that's like 25 minutes. That would have been.
Nope.
That whole trip would have been like almost 2 hours.
And I would have accepted it.
Yeah, so.
At that point.
So, yeah, I went out in a onesie. So, congratulations to me.
First time for everything.
Yeah, you know, lesson I learned, Renee was like, what's the lesson you learned? And she was like, did you learn not to go out in your onesie? I said, no. I need to take a change. I need to take some jogging pants. I need to put some jogging pants in the car.
So that's the lesson here.
That's the lesson. I could at least put some jogging pants on. Then they just would have been like, why's that dude got his sweatshirt tucked in his jogging pants? Oh, and not only did I have on my onesie, I had on my house shoes.
Of course he did. So when he's called me, I just sit there and imagine like, oh, my.
Yeah, I didn't have on shoes. I had on my house shoes. So it was bad.
I was like, but hey, you know at what? Least it'll make a great story for
podcast. I did want to say, don't judge me. My mother-in-law got cancer or had cancer.
My mother-in-law had cancer.
Don't judge me.
I think using the cancer card applies to my mom.
Yeah, it does. So sorry. I would have tried though. You can't help but I was gonna try.
Dude, I would have.
So yeah, so that happened. And then this weekend I went and saw a Blood Bowl game. Let everyone know I have officially joined the Louisville Blood Bowl League.
Woo!
So I'm gonna be going out playing Blood Bowl with like 20 other people. And so for those that may have known from the last show, Blood Bowl is like a rugby style / football style board game with Warhammer and everything else. And my team is in the colors of my school, North Carolina A&T, blue and gold. So it's going to be the Gork and Mork University Crumping Machine. And
every time you say crumping, I think of like crumping.
Yeah, like crumping machine, yeah. You know, marching machine. So, I got most of my models painted. I need to paint about 5 more. I named all of my models from the people in Not in the Face Guild. Not Guild, but Raid Team. Like Renee and Frisco's and Sangu and Lucian. I got everybody's favorite number. I even got yours. I guessed yours. Oh, so.
you guessed mine?
22, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, if you didn't know that, you know I love me some 22.
So, I got that on there. I need to put the numbers on. And then I think my first game is going to be this week. So my first preseason game. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, enough will be on my side. don't let any of my people die because.
Yeah, it's like, I'm pretty sure that, yeah.
You guys got pretty good armor stats, so I think we're probably good, so.
Something tells me this is not going to work out well.
Oh, while Nikki and Clark were in town, we played some Dungeons and Dragons, the cooperative game.
We did, and it was hard.
No, we were playing it wrong because
we were playing it wrong, which made it hard.
But you know what? For playing it wrong and not getting treasures, I would say we did damn good. We got to the end boss.
We would have won for sure.
We would have won. I think we would have won. Yeah. So it's all good. Next time, Nikki and Clark, we're gonna beat them and everything.
I agree.
Yeah.
So let's. Okay. I decided to cancel my WoW. I almost said prescription subscription.
Mulholland, we didn't lose. It was the experience. We won by the experience.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're starting to get a little buzzed. Yeah, I can always tell. And you get the finger pointing when you start getting a little buzzed.
Do I?
You're very emphatic with the finger.
Ooh, I might need to watch that. Somebody might want to fight me.
But, you know, it was just too much money to pay. I wasn't playing enough, you know. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, we both canceled our WoW. And Renee's not playing, so I'm not going to play. And right. Then Frisco's not playing. And the only person playing is Galadian. So yeah. It's kind of like.
And he's all serious raiding and crap.
He's not serious. Well, yeah, he is kind of. So I canceled my WoW, which was fine. I was just doing world quest and, you know, it's fine. It's okay.
He was really sad about it, though.
I was, but we got movie night, so it works out.
It does work out.
So our next movie night is going to be Wednesday. So, Adrian, we got to hang out with Adrian this weekend.
We did.
Cole had to work, so we thought that we did Christmas with the kids. So we had the girls in Sawyer. They all share, exchanged presents and everything.
Yeah, and I'm sad I missed it. I had to miss it.
Yeah, because you were hanging out with Michelle.
I was.
But Adrian and I hung out. We had some of your great chili. That was amazing.
I'm glad that you all liked it.
And then it rained pretty hard. And then I walked Adrian out to the car with the umbrella. And it was pouring raining like a gentleman. And I turn around and look back. And here comes Maya and Zoe barefoot in the pouring rain to see what I'm doing. And, like, they had water up to their calves. That's how much rain was there. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, stay in the house, please. But, no. They came out like it wasn't raining. They were ballers. But you went out and hung out with Michelle for her birthday, right?
I did. It was my best friend's birthday. I have known her since we were, like, 13. Super excited that I was hanging out with her. And so we went to Olive Garden and we actually got to meet one of her friends named Trina, who was really, really nice.
Hi, Trina.
Hi, Trina. Really enjoyed meeting her and, it was just fun hanging out. And
did y'all become Facebook friends?
No. You know me. I have a hard time becoming someone's Facebook friend unless they add me. Like, if they don't add me, I'm like, they don't want to be my Facebook friend. That's what I kind of immediately.
I friended some assume. People on Facebook. I usually don't, but I did.
Did you?
Uh huh.
Who'd I you did. Friend on Facebook?
I friended Teresa Butler from work.
Okay.
That's our buddy.
Okay.
Because I want her to teach us yoga.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Because I don't want to learn yoga in in a public, because it's like, I was telling Teresa and I was telling Renee, like, I have to make sure I'm doing it right. So I'm going to look at the other people. And I don't want the ladies to think that I'm looking at them because they're in, like, yoga pants and stuff
like
that. Well,
why don't you just ask the instructor if you're doing it right?
Because I don't want to, because it's supposed to be, like, silence and home.
Are you sure it's supposed to be silence?
Supposed to be quiet and focused on your core.
Is that what
it's kind of like, you know, but now I want to look over and be like, she's doing it right. And I'm looking and she'd be like, why is that dude looking at my booty? Is he here to look at my booty? But Teresa told me that the majority of the people won't think that, you know, but she understood where I was coming from. Do you understand where I'm coming from, babe?
I do understand. I do.
Oh, so you don't think I'm overreacting?
No, no.
Guys, y'all don't understand how much that means to me to hear that, because, like, Renee says I overreact a lot.
No.
And I have unconventional thoughts.
That's true. You do have unconventional thoughts.
That's not good. So, Malinor doesn't Facebook friend work people. I do.
Yeah, I can see why somebody wouldn't.
I understand. So, you don't have to, you have to understand who I am. For me, work is a part of my life. And I have no shame in who I am. And I'm not saying, okay, I'm not saying people that have, that don't have Facebook friends are ashamed of who they are. But I try to work places where I won't be judged for who I am. And that's kind of why, you know, a lot of people, and Jay and I talk about this. So Jay, you know, I love you, brother. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, why Jay and I are friends, because we have different views. And I wouldn't say necessarily different views. Well, it's different political views, but that's okay, because I know outside of that, that's just a part of who Jay is. And Jay knows that's just a part of who I am. That doesn't holistically say who we are. I mean, looking past those views that we may not agree on, we're still good ass people. I mean, we work hard. We're good people. We're good dads. We're good people in the community. It's not like, you know, it is. I mean, that's why I can do it. I mean, is it big enough where it's kind of like Jay hasn't done anything to disrespect me? I never seen Jay do anything disrespectful to anyone else. Does he agree with all my friends? No. Do all my friends agree with him? No. But he hasn't done anything that has said, you know what, I can't be friends with him or anything else. So, I mean, beyond that, I mean,
which is cool.
This is cool. I mean, yeah. I can do that. I'm not saying that other people should be able to. Well, I wish that other people can do that. And it's not. But I also understand that the fact that I do that is not normal. Not everyone can do that. I mean, it takes a special kind of person to be like, you know, when I see you, I look past that. That is not a deal breaker for me, because that's what you think. You and I can talk about it,
right,
and we can agree to disagree, and we freaking move on. It's not, that's not the basis of our friendship. It's just like, okay, well, all right. That's just something that we're not going to agree on, and we'll talk about it every now and then. Sometimes we won't talk about it, but, you know, just this what it is, you know. I mean, like, he'll give me his shirt off my back. Hell, I'll give him mine. I mean, I have no qualms about that. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he shit like I shit.
Well, all right.
You know, and I mean, we all shit the same. Well, some people have trouble.
Maybe not.
Some people have trouble, though. I feel sorry for those people that can't shit like I do.
Oh, my God.
Because I went like 3 times a day.
Oh, my God.
It was 2 times at work.
He gets a little free with his mouth, as you can see. But let me move on.
Oh yeah. See, this is the thing about the segments. If we had a segment, it pushes me forward.
I push you forward. That's what I'm for.
Okay.
Talk about our bean and ham soup. This is the best thing,
dude. We've had bean and ham soup every week since Thanksgiving.
Every week, bean and ham soup is amazing.
There was one week I made 2 batches of it.
It was good. So you just throw a bunch of stuff in the crock pot. When you come home, you have deliciousness.
So last night, I prepped everything. So I had the beans soaking for 8 hours. I put everything else in like a Ziploc bag with the chicken stock and everything. I just dumped everything this morning. Dude, that was freaking amazing. And so fast, I was like, this is it. This is how you do it, you know. Yeah.
I love that we're so excited over this.
I'm telling you, it was amazing. Like, the carrots, I mean, this was the softest the carrots have been. They were that nice. Yeah, do you see the color on them?
I did see the color.
I was like, I wonder if that's because we soaked them for so long. So, but man, it's amazing.
It's really good. It's and it's really, really easy. And if y'all want the recipe, just say so.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this Speculoos cookie butter pie. For those of you all that are lucky enough to have a Trader Joe's
or Aldi's,
Trader
Joe's for the cookie butter.
For the cookie butter, they have this product called cookie butter, which is basically sugar and oil, and it tastes like cookie, and it has pieces of cookie in it, and it's so good, and I love it. But not only that, they have a pie.
Yes.
Made out of cookie butter.
Yes, they have a pie made out of cookie butter that is amazing.
It's so good.
Aldi's, and it's good.
It is super good.
And I know you all are probably like, Jay, are you supposed to have that?
I doubt everybody is like,
hi, May.
That's just something that I would say.
And no, people would probably be like, yes, Meg, I ate a piece of the damn Speculoos cookie butter pie, and it was delicious.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it. Every bit of it was worth it.
So if you all ever get the opportunity to see Speculoos cookie butter pie, I definitely recommend it. And we're almost done, but I do want to say I finished Where the Heart Is. That was the other book that I forgot last time we did, and it was all right. Oprah said it was good, but Oprah is a little crazy.
What was the character's name?
Her baby was called America. Where the Heart Is. Hold on. I'll tell you. Where the Heart Is.
While Renee's looking that up,
Novalee. And there was something called Sister Husband in there.
Sister Husband. And then also the nonfiction book that I'm reading for Dolcador is Strangers in Their Own Land, Anger and Mourning on the American Right. See, this is what I'm talking about. So this is the book. I'm reading this book because I want to kind of understand. I kind of want to understand, you know, why the quote alt-right is so angry. You know, I mean.
You mean why the racists are so angry?
No, Renee, don't even start that.
Alt-right? Do you know what the alt-right does?
Okay, well, they're not the alt-right then. It's not the alt-right. Hold on. It's not
alt-right is like.
Oh, no.
It's not alt-right you're thinking of.
So forgive me.
Are you thinking of just conservatives?
Forgive me, Tea Party activists. So
okay.
The Tea Party
there
activists.
We go. Okay,
I'm sorry. See, I don't know that much about politics.
Woo!
So this is helping me with the Tea Party activists. So, yeah. Not alt-right. So forgive me, Tea Party people, for associating you with the alt-right. So I'm sorry, Malinor. Damn it. I don't do politics. That's why I don't like talking about it. But I'm reading Strangers in Their Own Land because I want to know. I just want to know. That's it.
You want to be informed.
I want to be informed. I just want to be like, oh, they just think that way because blah. No, I want to read.
I
know it's not about everyone. It's so it's a lady. She went down to Louisiana. Where did she go? She went to where the sinkhole was in Louisiana, and I can't find.
Sounds mildly familiar.
Yeah, because the government fucked them up. Damn it!
Explicit rating. See, this is what we have to look forward to when you drink. FYI.
You can go ahead.
Anyway, so, and I started and finished American Gods. It was okay. It kept me interested enough to want to read more. And I'm excited that it's actually a movie series. And it's starring a black dude, which is awesome. Anyway, he was actually black in the book, too. So it's not like...
What was?
The lead character.
In what?
In American Gods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, I'm through the first chapter of American Gods, and Renee's right. That was a crazy ass first chapter. It's like, if that was me, I don't know.
It was crazy.
Pull out, like, bruh. Pull out.
When you look at the last part, the first chapter, it's like, okay, well, that happened. So, and I have started The Gunslinger again. I think I read it a long time ago, but I'm reading it again because I want to get a better understanding. So.
Yeah, and Jay said it's Grant Gramercy. Gramercy, Louisiana. Yeah, that's where it was. And, you know, reading some of that, it kind of reminds me of being in my area a little bit. So I'm reading that, and I'm reading American Gods. I'm also reading my Blood Bowl book so I can get informed on everything. So
I'm reading, man.
So, Dokador, this book, The Strangers in Their Own Land, it's supposed to be a pretty, even the Tea Party folks said it was a fair look at them, and the lady wasn't ridiculing them a lot. So there were a lot of people that said that. I mean, I wouldn't know. That's the kind of book I was looking for. I didn't want to read a book that was joking them so much. So I wanted facts. I wanted to hear people's story. So that's my thing. So this is the end of the show. If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed. What is that podcast Twitter feed?
Podcast Twitter feed is
Valentinecast. As well as our Facebook page.
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Yeah. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Man, I always want to say thank you for everyone for being here. Sorry for the second F-bomb. I am not sorry for the first one.
I don't even know if you're sorry for the... Are you really sorry for it?
Yeah, because I don't want to check the damn box, man.
Well, too late.
Maybe I shouldn't check it and just see if somebody emails
us. Box is getting checked.
I don't know. I'm putting it up. So I finished my Russell Reserves. And Clark, I will let you know, when we had our tasting, I will say, Clark and I, thank you, Nikki and Renee, for driving us to Cracker Barrel after we had our tasting of bourbon.
Oh, my God. They were drunk and we did not know it. We did not know how drunk these two were.
So thank you. So Cracker Barrel is great after a great bourbon tasting. And Clark, when you come back up, I am saving the Russell Reserve store pick because it is much, much better than the other Russell Reserve that I have. I'm even shocked. I'm shocked at the fact. It's like if you have a Coke from here and a Coke from there, it's like it's just Diet Coke. You know what I'm saying? Or it's just Coke. It's like this whole bourbon thing. It's like, oh, this bourbon here was in the barrel for like 1 year more than this bourbon. So it tastes so much better. And you're like, what the hell? I don't understand it. So I'm still learning all that stuff.
Okay.
Maybe somebody can inform me.
All right, Buzz dude.
I don't understand.
I'm not going to say drunk, but okay, Buzz.
I will say.
Are you still going to help me with the kitchen even though you're Buzz?
I am going to help you with the kitchen. I may even be focused enough to help you with the kitchen. And I won't wander off somewhere like I normally do. And you're like, where'd Jay go? Oh, he's in the bathroom. I wonder if he's really pooping or if he's just sitting there.
I don't even say anything. I just go on with my day.
He's like, this mother. Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah, when you wander off, I just do my own thing. And I'm like, you know what?
So.
I got it.
We got this, babe.
All right. It's time
to everyone,
go.
Thank you all for being here. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
It's the day after New Year's, babe. Are we doing the show? We're off that day.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So we're doing the show, guys. And oh, and guess what? Renee's going to be gone that weekend after that.
Yeah. So, woo!
I farted.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye, y'all.
I love
y'all.
You guys.
We're leaving now.
Bye.
Can't take you anywhere.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
God, it stinks.